Hey, what's going on? I'm standing at my usual haunt that I haven't been able to stand at for ages, so I guess it's not usual anymore because it's been a long, long time. The last time I did a bill out here was actually on the 12th of the 12th, 2012, for my 12th, 2012, boo, boo, boo. I'm going to attach a picture to this boo, and maybe somebody cool like SM2N can describe it and tell me how stupid it was. But I'm going to point the phone at a slight down angle between the netting of this balcony that I'm standing on, and just see how far you can see from the ninth floor that I live on across London. My brother's taken some amazing pictures from up here with his SLR camera, but I'm not him, and I have no sight, and he actually has all the sight that I ever had, and his own. He's got incredibly sharp eyes, and actually he did all the work on my album, all the photo work on my album, The State of Mind, from 2009. So whatever picture I take is probably going to be utterly shite. But that's alright. It doesn't matter. This boo is a bit of a reminiscence boo, actually, because... Close the door because it's cold. Inside. Outside. And I don't want the cold to get inside. Yeah, it's a reminiscence boo because I was gonna talk about ITV and LWT in London. And the reason I'm talking about this today is because I've had a few days of missing my family, particularly. And yesterday evening I spent a long, happy few hours with my mum from about 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock, catching up on old times and fixing her 3GS, which is very broken. I managed to save 730 pictures, I think it is, off of her phone before restoring it to iOS 6 and losing all the pictures. So now she has a working phone that when you turn it on doesn't just display the Apple logo and die. It boots, but because the phone is locked to O2 and she's on T-Mobile, we jailbroke it to unlock it, because the guy that we bought the phone from on eBay said it was unlocked to Orange, and it wasn't, so that was a bit silly. So we jailbroke it, and now that we've upgraded the software to 6.02.01, rather, she can't use it anymore. But I thought, well, since the phone doesn't work, why not... Well, it works to the point that iTunes sees it, and I can see it on the phone, on the computer. Why not try to fix it to iOS 6, and then she can sell it for like a tenner to somebody on the street. And I'm trying to source her an alternative iPhone 4 at the moment. Or even another 3GS. She just wants an iPhone back because she got used to it and she loves it and she can't do any WhatsApp anymore. So she's very, very sad about this. Anyway, I've completely, utterly and totally gone off tangent. ITV. I was at boarding school from 1992 until 2000. And then I was at college for another 2 years after that. About 45 minutes down the train line in Hereford. So same exact train. So the routine of getting there was no different, and it was great. It was an anti-learning curve. There was nothing to learn. Just jump on the same train and stay on a little bit longer. But what I used to find is that because children are very impressionable, and I went to school at age 9, when I would come home from Worcester, from school, term would end on a Friday morning, and I loved those days. Because we'd get on the train at about 8 o'clock in the morning, I think it was 7.56, and the school would provide a bus from the school to Worcester Sharp Hill Station, and a whole bunch of us would go, because lots of us lived in London, the school would provide a bus and a teacher to supervise the train journey, at least for the first 4 or 5 years. After that, they sort of ran out of budget and then couldn't do that anymore, and we just all had to make our own way home. So some of us would go Thursday evening instead, or whatever, whatever. But while the bus service did exist, which has nothing to do with it, by the way, I'm just making idle chatter, the instant I would get home, apart from saying hi to my mum, and the instant I would hit London, which always had a unique smell, by the way, Paddington Station is very unique. It's just so huge and big and London-esque. Beyond the pleasantries of the family, I used to just turn on the TV, and I used to wait for 6 o'clock, because even though I'm in my childhood room, and I knew that, and I felt that, and it's bloody obvious because, well, I just took a train to get there. It wasn't London until I heard them say, "This is LWT and now you're watching London's Night." And I think that ITV have done an incredible disservice to their users by taking away regionalised channels. Or rather, you know, one channel with regionalised programming and whatnot. And I miss that. And I'm old school enough to miss that. And that stopped in 2002, which I wasn't even aware of it was then. So that's more than 10 years ago now, and I want it back. And this boo is not going to get it back, because I'm only one voice in amongst millions, and hardly anybody cares but me. But, you know, all the musics and the logos that ITV had, they stick out more than all the BBC stuff to me from back then. And I've been on YouTube and I found a whole bunch of them. And I was actually talking to LP Audio Boom, Lance Patterson, who works at Audio Boom, about this topic, because I think he used to work for one of the ITV regions. And he sort of agreed with me in part, I think, about that. I used to feel that the London Tonight news broadcasters used to talk to me personally, you know? And that's when a regional channel is that good, or when regional programming is that good, that you felt like it was directed to you, that is quality programming. And there's nothing like that on TV, to my mind, these days. TV is just TV. You watch it because it's there. And we have a 42-inch TV in our living room because I wanted to treat my wife to something great when we moved house. And myself, partly. But it's not what it used to be for me. I could pretty much take it or leave it. But back in the day, on the Saturday, because I wouldn't see my mum for several weeks a year, or several months of a year, when I would see her, we'd kind of make this Saturday sit-down where I'd come out of my room and stop reading books and such, and watch TV with her. And it was always ITV. It was never really BBC. Except for Casualty. But we used to watch all the silly, silly black stuff. Yes, I know you can laugh. And Catchphrase and... like Wheel of Fortune and stuff like that on Saturday nights. Good game shows, Strike It Lucky. I used to love the music for that. And all those would have been, of course, on LWT, because LWT was Friday 6 p.m. until, I think, Monday 6 a.m. or 5:59 or whatever. And it meant a lot, in a silly, strange way. It meant a lot. And it's weird to think that is all gone. And I don't remember the switchover from LWT to just standard ITV, because Carlton and LWT, I think, went at the same time. It was Thames, of course, before 1991, and I still remember Thames Television because they had that iconic sound, which is, of course, on the Britain at War documentary and a whole bunch of other stuff, including YouTube. And then Carlton kicked in, and they had several logos throughout the years, pretty much all of which I remember or have refound on YouTube. Some of them made it up to Central, where Worcester TV was, but I never really got into TV at school because I didn't have the time or the inclination, because I was always doing other stuff. So TV meant more to me when I was in London than it did when I was at school. And that's really that. Observations. And I love TV ads as well. I know someone else who agrees with me. TV ads used to be, anyway. And some of them just stick out to me. Particularly the PG Tips ads from the 90s. There's one that I'm trying to find to this day that I can't remember, but I have a feeling it was an Andrex ad. And it had a very cool piece of classical music in it. But I have been unable to locate it. So it's kind of annoying. And all these little things, really, all these little things add up to memories and more memories and more memories. And it's just really interesting. Anyway, I've gone on long enough. I shall say goodbye at this point and take this very pointless picture and have you laugh at me. So here we go. Thanks for listening. Bye.